Gee, a stationary satellite. On this moment of science, a geostationary satellite, sometimes called a GEO, orbits the planet at the same rate as the planet rotates, so the satellite is always over the same patch of ground.
Cool. I'd like to have one of those about 20 feet over my house.
Sadly, GEOs only work easily at one distance, 22,500 miles up.
Why is that? Other satellites can have different orbits, can't they?
Yes, they can. But that's because they can also move at different speeds. A GEO doesn't have that option. By definition, it must orbit at the same speed as the Earth turns, and that speed determines how high it must be.
Why is that?
A satellite has to move at a certain speed to balance out gravity. Otherwise, it won't stay in orbit. Now, a GEO must move at the speed the Earth turns. If you put it in a very low altitude, that speed wouldn't be enough to balance gravity. Go higher, though, and gravity gets weaker. At 22,500 miles, gravity will be just weak enough so that a satellite moving at the speed of the Earth's rotation will stay in orbit without help. Of course, if you wanted to have a GEO at a different altitude, you could always attach rockets to it and have them push continuously, but that's a pretty expensive option. At 22,500 miles, nothing else is required.
This moment of science comes from Indiana University.
There are hundreds more moments of science on our website at amomentofscience.org, where you can also view videos and sign up for podcasts. Once again, our web address is amomentofscience.org. I'm Don Glass.
And I'm Yael Cassander.